We buy groceries from the store, okra and things like that. They're cheap, and and we just buy the okra and stuff from the store. We never did plant anything.
Do you ever see something that people would have that they'd have a horse or mule hitched to it, and they'd drive along and break the ground up?
A plow.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've seen those plows. And I know of a man out here, old man, he had five daughters, and they tell me now, I didn't see it, but they tell me his five daughters would get out in that field and plow like men. He didn't have any boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're all dead. The baby girl ain't Effie.
Mm-hmm.
She isn't dead. But he and his wife and the other four girls are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about something similar to a plow but had lots of teeth in it? They break up the clods of dirt. Did you ever hear of a harrow or a horror? And when you're plowing, the trenches that are cut by the plow, those are called the...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of the fur?
A what?
Furrows.
No.
Furrows or...
Mm-mm.
And when you're growing cotton,
yeah, something I've never done. I've got a beaver coming home one day, and we came through Schulenburg, and we came by my husband's home, and I have where you'd put ashes in, and I've got it with some cotton in it. That's all just about that much is all the cotton I picked. No, I don't know. Now, my sister over here, she lived up at Yoakum with her husband at one time, and she went out and picked cotton with those people, but I never did go pick cotton. I was sure of my money. I worked in the houses, in the kitchen, and places like that, but I never did.
Do you ever hear people talk about chopping or scraping cotton? Do you ever hear? What kinds of, if you have tried to plant some flowers or just anything like that, what sort of grass would you be
moss.
Going?
Moss.
Huh?
Would it be moss grass?
Well,
moss.
What's that like?
I don't know, darling, because I've never done anything too much like that.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of grass would be growing in your yard that you don't want?
You don't want the grass. I don't know. I know it is, and that carpet grass you want, but that other grass you don't want. I've heard him speak of some kind of grass grows up tall. I don't know what you call it.
What kinds of fences do they have around here?
They don't have any. It seems like I put up that fence over there. Cost me $363 to put it up on the north side of my yard.
What kind is it?
It was a cedar fence.
Uh-huh.
Cedar. Mm-hmm. The planks was about that, to 6 feet high. Mm-hmm. Planks was about that wide.
9 inches.
And they were put together. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, sugar, you see here, listen. I am no fence builder. I don't know a thing about no building fences or the material you need to build. Now, picket fence, I have built picket fence. Those little pickets are about that wide.
Pointed.
And there's about that much space. It's wired.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you call that. Just
they're pointed up at the top? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of wire fence they have around a farm? No.
I wouldn't know.
Well, you
barbed
know.
Wire.
Uh-huh.
Yes, barbed wire. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see a fence that go in and out like this?
Yes, boards. They're just boards, aren't they?
Uh-huh. But they go in and out.
Yeah, I've seen those kind of... Just riding around on the highway, I might look over and see one of them.
What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I don't know. I really wouldn't know. Loose stone and rock, no.
They don't have those around here?
I've never seen any of them. That's too far out in the country for me.
Something you carry water in would be
a bucket, a pail, or what?
What's the difference?
Not any, I shouldn't think. Bucket or a pail.
What about the thing they carry food out to the hogs in? They call that the...
You'll have to tell me. I can't tell you.
Do you ever hear of swill pail or slop bucket?
Not slop bucket. You know what we used to call a slop bucket? Is a bucket that you use upstairs, and I mean you use in your bedroom.
Uh-huh.
You'd call that a slop bucket. You know, you sit on them, and they've got a lid you put on them,
mm-hmm.
and you take them to the bathroom or to the privy in the mornings and
mm-hmm.
empty them and wash them. Mm-hmm. You call those slop buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a